Okay. I know he's sometimes and they actually are from the Wolf family, right? But I promise everyone, little baby Blue is a full husky. She's a true husky. She's a husky. And she's still young. She's 7 months old. You know, neighbors are gonna hate. They're gonna hate me because Blue doesn't like Halloween decorations. And how did I find out? Because, you know, when people put up decorations, Blue decided she was gonna have her off day. earlier this evening, afternoon, late afternoon, what do you want to say? And she barked 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 and she barked. Then, you know, you try treats, you come on, let's go bye-bye, ching-ching-ching with the leash and all that. And guess what? And she wasn't having it. She just looked at me like, no, I don't think so, lady. I'm not coming in. You know, and I've learned with her, as I told the vet, you know, last time she went, is how do you get her in, you know? And he said, huskies are huskies. They're very ornery, you know? They're going to do what they're going to do, and they're defiant. They love to dig. I mean, I've had huskies before. They'll dig to China, Singapore, maybe, and they could bring the criminals back to FBI for them. I mean, I don't know. Just saying. Sorry. Oh, 111. That's angel digits. I saw Hertz today, too. I think they were saying, thank good Lord you took the trash out. That's all I got to say. But no pun intended. She literally barked. And she finally wore herself out. So that's right, she wore herself out. I know better to go outside. I know people in the neighborhood. In the neighborhood. In the neighborhood. We're annoyed in the neighborhood. The neighborhood. Because Blue barked. Long. Sorry, but I have learned, and I'm sure they have seen, if you chase a husky around the yard that they're going to play, you're never going to get them, and then they'll stop, and then the ornery side comes out and they'll dig, you know? I tried it all. But finally, she finally wore herself out, and she finally decided, yeah, I'm going to come in, and there was no point of even talking to her about it. It was just like, you know, you have to learn just to, like you said, cards dealt. Know when to hold them, know when to fold them, and know when to just not get her riled up to run, because then she'll dig some more. And I'll have to say the bath and body sprays continue working, so that's a good thing. But it's going to be like whack-a-mole in the front yard, that game at carnivals and that, because I took like an hour. I finally got back on a sleep schedule. You know, I got the saging out. I got the demonic, evil, dark, you know, juju energy. You know, when you bounce off of somebody, it's not good. Like I said, you got a good soul, and then you bounce it off of somebody's not good soul, you feel sick, you just feel worse, you don't feel right. It's not good. It's very evil, demonic. I don't have any other words. I mean, sorry, but that's how I feel. And there's many other people feel that way when you get around somebody. It's not good. Not good. You know, warning, warning, beware, beware, you know, and it is what it is. You know, I can't keep, it is what it is, you know. But, I was like, you know, I'm going to do this, do a little bit on the yard. You know, I got maybe a half an hour. And then I was like, you know, I'm going to take them, you know, back to taking them. I need to get out of the house. I need to get some fresh air and back on normal sleep schedule so I can see light and I don't feel like a Halloween decoration. I'm a vampire. And you know what I thought, too, is this is 1 year. I used to love Halloween, like a decade and a half ago, maybe, you know, and maybe 2 decades ago. And then it's like going through so much stuff that I have that has been dark and didn't feel right. And, you know, bouncing off of really dark energy and bad souls. And I don't even watch scary movies. I just can't. I just can't. I love watching those movies where people, you know, couples and that, and, you know, and you have people who wrote books and that, and they visit historic places and that, and they take scientific, you know, equipment and that. And I love things like that. And, you know, I have some of that equipment, but I can't even get in that into that anymore. I just can't handle anything scary. And, you know, this is the first year. It's like, I cannot handle Halloween. I thought to myself, I could force myself to put out decorations. You know, and you do it for the kids. You know, I wasn't blessed and medically and with surgeries and that. I still didn't realize, couldn't realize having a kid. And when I was finally, you know, they had fixed things surgically. I had 2 weeks to get pregnant and I was in a very not good relationship, and I did not want to raise a kid with somebody that I knew would not be part of the life because they weren't a good person. So it was like, just 2 weeks went by. You know, I could have cornered a guy, whatever, and I'm not going to do that. So just morally, I couldn't do it. But I was going to get put the decorations out, you know, for the kids. It's really for the kids. But I'm like, you know, I just can't do it. I can't get in the scary stuff. I don't want to go to, I don't want to watch any movies. I don't want to go to any haunted houses. You know, I said it last year. I wanted to go to maybe a couple. I just can't do it. And this year, I'm really adamant. I don't feel it. I'm not into the scary stuff. And it's like I've gone through enough scary, twisted stuff anyway. Like, who the hell in the right frame of mind in my shoes would want to even think about any of that stuff, you know? I don't, you know? I want the happy, the positive, you know? And then I thought to myself, you know, and why not? Let's just go ahead and start Halloween this year. Let's just make it Chris-queen or Christmas Halloween. Christmas, Twistmas, Hossmas. I literally was just, and this is how my creative mind works, and I'm sitting there thinking, like, you know what, I could do this. Then I start getting some ideas, and then I'm analyzing and thinking the front yard, you know, because I've done a lot of work and stuff over the months, and I poured, just part of recovery trauma therapy is just, as he said, is you pour into a project and a love, and you take the days when you have a bad day, and the lady at the dog park, you should have stayed home because she had a really bad day, and lo and behold, that was her choice. That was crazy. I'll put that video up on Caring Bridge a couple hours ago, and people have already commented, like, and one person said she definitely needed to stay home. This is why people are the way they are out in public and they can't stand people, is because people like this lady, you know, assuming Blue's a wolf. I don't even get into the dog run. I mean, as soon as I hit the fence, this lady is literally telling me I shouldn't have my dog there, and I have a correction collar on her, and she's a wolf, and I'm like, she's not a wolf, and that she could be aggressive, and that you said she was aggressive. I was thinking, no, lady, I asked both of you on either side, please let me know when you're done, wave, because I'm waiting, you know, to take her in, and because she's still getting used to people, and she's getting used to smaller dogs, I'm a good human parent, for a parent, I'm not going to risk that. She has a correction collar because, you know, Snorri's gone through training before, and you know, when they're young, you train them that way, how to walk properly, and, you know, it doesn't hurt them, it just has a little pinch, but it doesn't hurt them, you know, especially with all the hair. It's just it's called a correction collar for a reason. They sell them everywhere. This lady literally was like, she's gonna bite my dog, and blah, 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 blah. Now I'm just thinking, like, this is how we're really gonna start this? God, is this how we're gonna start this? Did you put me on earth this time, during this reincarnation, because I believe in reincarnation, as a lesson to correction of people, because I don't know any other way. Because the shenanigans that I have dealt with people, it's just, I am sick of it, I'm tired of the drama, I don't want to be around it, I don't want it, I want positivity, peace, quiet, and calm. And here I am, rolling the next day, right from the bat, you know, right from jump, you know, the bat, pun intended, Halloween. I got this lady, and she's an elderly lady, okay, I don't care if she was 125, 5 years old, 20 years old, it's not about the race, color, age, it's just, this person had a really bad day, and they did it in front of two young girls. All I saw, as she's going off on me, is I'm not going to turn around and not take Blue running, you know, she hasn't been out in a couple of days, I'm not going to let this lady ruin my day. This is where trauma therapy and learning peace and calm and how, you know, to responding to people, you know. Let's face it, everybody's in a foul mood with the economy. Everybody's in a foul mood with the United States in general. They don't want to stay out in public. Everybody's expressing themselves on social media or whatever, and that's great. Everybody should be in mental health because everybody has something going on mentally, especially with the economy and the way it is in the United States. I'm not going to sit there and not go dog run. I literally had to literally walk fast to the opposite end of a long dog run, get away from this lady, because her saying things, at first I thought, you know, she could have dementia, Alzheimer's or something. I've been around loved ones with dementia, so I know that, you know, they can say things and do things and you can't take it to heart, and you have to respond differently. And I think as human nature and morals and decency and a heart, human beings don't need to be educated on that. It's just the way, you know, you should know better. And anyone's medically struggling, you know, everybody's gonna have bad days, especially if you have chronic illness and that, and you can't, you know, you can't act like an asshole back. Sorry, my French, but, I literally was just trying to talk to her, and every time I talked some sense. And then she said these words, you don't know who I am, this era, you don't know who I am, if I ever see you again. And then it was just like I learned the calm and peace and quiet and tuning people out, tuned her out. And I said, I'm not even from this state. I have no idea who you are. It wouldn't matter. She's not a wolf. She's not going to bite your dog. In fact, the opposite, Blue is scared of this little dog. I mean, but she was adamant to keep going off on me. She's doing this in front of two young girls. All I saw was the young version of myself, and I remember going to, what was it, Christmas, and two individuals couldn't stand each other. I didn't need to know it, but I'm young enough to see this, and you feel that tension when you're younger, and all I want to do is celebrate Christmas with the extended family, with cousins and that, and everything got cut short because these two individuals don't like each other as soon as they come in the room, blah, 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 and let's just face it, I'm going to say this as a lesson of what I've went through, you know, and we should all just chalk things up with what we've experienced from our younger selves as wisdom and knowledge and sharing and what we don't do as adults now. You don't need to have kids to know this. We were kids once. Is holidays, especially Christmas, is not about the adults. I'm sorry, folks. Sorry, adults. It's about the kids. It's not about you. Or you. Or any of you. It's about the kids. This is a time where you take great acting if you like Women's TV or Hallmark Channel. Okay, ladies? This is when you literally take the acting and you put on a big smile and you fake it. And then you just zip it. I mean, that's just an adult. You have to learn to zip it. And allow the kids to be kids and enjoy time. That's the truth. I don't forget, you know, my stepson told me on the phone one time that so-and-so was talking about so-and-so. And he literally confided in me and said that he felt uncomfortable. And I told him, hey, listen, little blah, blah, blah. Because I'm not going to say his name for privacy reasons. Is you just tell the adults to stop. And that you want to remove yourself. And that please don't talk about so-and-so because it makes me uncomfortable. And that's the thing. Don't pivot other people against other people in front of young children. Kids remember this stuff. Don't act like the lady at the dog run and have a bad day. If you have a bad day and you can't just fake it and just whatever when you're out in public, then just don't go out in public. You know, if I'm having a really foul day, let's face it, $200,000+. Yeah, you. And then, I mean, come on. I have enough over the last, with between the hearing and attorneys and FBI and IRS and everything else, I have enough to really have a bad day. And if I want to take it out on everybody, I just take it out on everybody I see. But I've never been that kind of person. It's nobody else's fault in public what I'm going through. So if I'm really having a bad day like this woman did, clearly, I'm just going to stay home. And I do, I stay home. That's when I say I recharge myself. It's part of learning therapy, but it's part of growing up and being an adult and maturing and evolving, is I recharge. I just stay away from public, you know? I don't look at anyone, I don't talk to anyone, I stay away from public. If I have to go out in public, I just don't look at anyone, I don't talk to anyone, and, you know, I'm recharging, I'm resetting myself. Because the next day you find yourself, you know, recharged and energized and in a different mindset. Don't be like the woman at the dog run on that video I share on Carrying Bridge, because that was literally crazy. The old me would have used every cuss word from A to Z, but the old me would never have done that in front of the two young girls either. And I told her too, what you have to worry about is my dog? No. If my dog ever lunged or anything, the dog, you know, it would be corrected. I'd have to get on the ground with her. That's fine to get her stop. Snorio, people run the other way. They walk the other way. He's 118 pounds again. You know, he gained some weight back. He's got one blue eye, one brown eye, you know, German Shepherd. People go the other way. And he's very well trained. He's went through training. So, I mean, he doesn't do that. But if he ever did, it's not the point principle. I'm asking people, let me know when you're done. You know, hey, just let me know, no big deal. You know, waiting in the car. And then as soon as I get in, you got somebody who's had a bad day. Saying my dog's a wolf, going to bite, and blah, 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 blah. It was the craziest thing. I really thought she might have had dementia or Alzheimer's. But she was so assertive and well-versed that even if she had dementia, they still come and go mentally. So there's days where they're normal and they remember everything and they can talk normal. And there's days there's not. And she clearly, she had a bad day. And I knew that. The only thing I could say back in the video was, please, ma'am, you know, if you go to church, please pray tomorrow. Please stop and get an ice cream and a beer. I don't know what your day's been like or what's going on. It's not my business, but please don't go take it out on me. This is not a wolf. Please quit. And the thing was, as I told her, what you're doing right now is not okay. Please do not do this and talk like this in front of these two young girls. Because, you know, I was around that growing up, and I remember that stuff. And these two will also. I thought she was the grandmother. But at the end of the story, like on the video, people who've already listened to it and watched it, is it came full circle as a lesson for her. To where I thought, God, do you place me in situations to correct people? And am I some type of guardian, or am I a worker or aide for you? You know, and when we go to heaven, we figure out what our role is or what our reincarnation really meant, because I believe that. I don't believe this is my first time around. I believe people have hard lives and go through things is because that's the way it was laid out for you. I believe our life is pre-planned. I don't believe for a hot second that everything was by chance in my life. I definitely believe now at this point in my life and spiritually that it was all planned, pre-planned. It was mapped out, you know, no control over it. It helps me deal with situations too that haven't been pleasant to realize, you know, this is probably not all mapped out. And you can't determine and choose things in life to happen to you that are absolutely bizarre, like the ring, the criminal ring. You know, you can't. It's like Lord of the Rings. I wish it was like a movie, but it's not. You can't. You know, nobody plan that stuff out, you know. But somehow I end up getting involved and around people. And is it the empath? I don't know. I believe it's pre-planned. But doing and acting the way that she did around two young girls, I thought it was her grandkids. And I said, please don't act like that and talk like this around your grandkids. You know, because they were, you could tell they were like looking at her like, why are you doing this? And she said, I'm not the grandmother. And at this point, I told her as I'm walking down, getting the heck away from her, is it doesn't matter. It's not my business. I thought it was over, and then I come back, and here we go. She just kept going on and on and on. I ended up looking at one of the young girls, and I said, listen, I'm sorry. This is happening between two adults, and she's acting like this because it's not okay. And I just want you to know that when you get older, you know, this isn't all right, you know, and we don't do things like that. And then she got really mad. I ended up leaving, and I was just like, you know, ma'am, have a Coke and a smile and have a good day, and please go get a hamburger or something afterwards. I don't know what's going on in your life, but it wasn't okay taking it on me. Blue never even came close to her dog. I mean, close to a fence. I mean, there's a fence, you know. This is not like, you know, 2x4 fencing with fencing. This is good fencing, you know. She just looked at, I mean, she barks. She barks. She doesn't howl, which she barks, which she should howl as a husky. She does occasionally, but the way she came off in the video, how I handled myself, I'm telling you, I laughed damn proud. I literally talked to myself in the car. I'm like, I can't believe that you responded completely different. Good for you. Learned, and you know, I've learned with time and experience and how not to respond. Responding is my power. Her behavior is her behavior. How I respond is my power. That's my control. And I'm not going to relinquish my power. I've said this before, I'm not. But I watched the video, and of course, you know, I had my phone down looking at the ground because I'm not going to put kids in it. And, you know, and I know people share videos and stuff, and I'm not going to put her face in it. But let's just say, good Lord knows that I took pictures of the four cars in the lot because I thought if I ever see any of these four cars, I'm not going back there. If I see any of these four cars and it's hers, because I know it would be hers, I'm just going to go ahead and bypass, and we'll take snore walking first, and I'll go get her because I don't want to be around somebody like that. That's not good energy. I don't want it. No, and she didn't apologize at all because at the end, you know, of the story here, and there's always a lesson involved. I wasn't going to share this on Free Yourself, but I figured, you know, it's been, it has a lot of people reading on, Caring Bridge. So I'm watching, and I shared a link, to YouTube on the video and that, and, people commenting cause it was, not okay. Somebody said it reminded them of the lady who was harassing the woman's kids. I don't know where that was. And the lady, it was an elderly woman. She ended up shooting through the door because the mother came. I don't think it was that extreme. Although who knows the situation with that woman and a neighbor. I remember seeing on the news, but no. I mean, her threats were as far as you don't know who I am in the area and blah, 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 if I ever see you again. And I was thinking, if I ever see you again, I hope I have lollipops, a bag of lollipops in the car, and I'll just give you a whole bag. Because, I mean, and then you have y'all need Jesus shirt on, and I'm thinking, does she go to church? You know, do you pray? I mean, I'm not doing any exorcisms or anything. I got sage, but that's not what it's for. Does she need sage? Does she need sage? You know, I didn't say any of that. I just thought it in the car. I had a laugh. Yeah, laugh about stuff like that, you know. She needed somebody to put a target on, and I guess she didn't like Jesus, you know, because the first thing she saw, and Blue's not a wolf, folks. She's not a wolf. She's a husky. Yes, they originate, most dogs all, some way, shape, or form, in DNA change of a wolf, okay? All right, but she's not a wolf, all right? She's a husky. She may look like a wolf because she's not filled out yet, and she's still, only 7.5 months old, okay? But she's not a wolf. She's a husky, you know? But at the end is really enlightening, because as I'm leaving, I'm doing a little walk with Blue so she can get used to, you know, being on the leash and staying close and that. And I usually kind of walk her just a little bit around the car area. And as soon as I'm on the other side of the car, lo and behold, here comes a dog that I thought was a stray dog out of nowhere, a big dog. And luckily I had the door open and I'm like, Blue, get in there. And I'm looking around like, this lady's complaining about Blue on a leash, on a crash and collar, asking, let me know when you leave. And then you have what I told her, what you need to be careful is people, whether you're in Ohio, Indiana, or Timbuktu, is people who don't have their dogs on a leashes and they let them run freely, and that's how people get bit. Seriously, that's what you need to worry about. It's not the breed. Let's not blame pit bulls. Let's not go blame, that's a ferocious breed. Malarkey, it's not. No, it's the ferocious owners. It's the people who own these dogs that are not attentive. They're not taking care of them. They're not paying attention to them. They're making them mean. That's who's at fault. It's not about the breed. It's about the owner. Let's get the facts straight, folks. Okay? That's the truth. But here comes a dog. And I thought, oh, how ironic is this? Because here comes the two girls. Guess who the girls, that's right. This guy who's fishing is yelling and asking me, have I seen his dog? He has his dog down over the bank fishing. And the two girls, that's not the grandmother. That was a complete stranger that was just talking to these two girls. The two girls were probably petting her dog. Right? And here's this dog that I said you need to be worried about people not having a leash, loose. And I said, here she is right here. He's like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Guess what the woman who had a bad day did? She stood there frozen and her face was as white as her shirt. Of course, I'm going to say something. Sir, make sure to have your girls stay away from this lady. I don't know who she is, but she's adamant that my dog is a wolf and that the wolf's going to bite her dog. And I told her that, you know, I've been in situations where I've come face to face with dogs that aren't on leashes. I said, so if you don't have your dog on a leash, then you may want to stay away from this lady because she's going to let you have it and then some. And I looked at the lady and I said, do you have anything to say to this gentleman? Because I'm leaving. Just make sure that you let him have the same treatment that you treated me, but I have my dog on a leash and a crash and collar. You know what she did? Absolutely said nothing. I rolled down the window, and on my way out, I said, have a blessed Sunday, ma'am. I'll say a prayer for you. Take care. And that's all she wrote. See, it's not always about conflict. Your behavior is your behavior, but your response is your power. And that's power under your control. And depending how you respond in life, and let's face it, the economy's bad. People are struggling. Now you got the, what, tomorrow is it? Or next week, the college tuitions, you know, the bill that passed where they didn't have to pay their loans. Now it goes back. People are struggling. Okay, everybody's in a foul mood some way, shape, or form. But you can't take your foul mood out in the public. You can't go take it out on any Joe Schmo. It's not somebody you don't even know's fault. You know, if you feel that you want to be aggressive like that and take it out, then you stay home. Just stay home. Think of yourself as a child and put yourself in the corner and time out until you feel better. I'm serious. Bake yourself some brownies, man. Get on a project. Get the drill out now. Do some yard work. If you feel you can't handle yourself out in public and you know you're having a bad day, then just don't go out. You know, just take a time out. Give yourself a time out. If you need to go out, whatever, do something positive. Give yourself a manicure, a pedicure. Guys, go fishing or something. You know, you can't go acting like that lady did on video. You can't go acting like that. That's not okay. I don't know her from Adam. And that's not the point. Is the point is we don't act like that. Especially, you know, we should, as our age, we should have further wisdom. And that just tells you, as I've always said, age means nothing. Age is a number, folks. It's just a number. Just because somebody's a lot older does not make them any more respectful or well-mannered. It doesn't mean anything. You could have somebody 125 years old that's more ill-behaved than somebody that's 15. That's the truth. Maturity doesn't determined by a number either. You can have somebody in their 70s that's less mature than somebody in their 40s or 50s. Do you see my point? It's how you handle yourself. If you're having a bad day, handle yourself accordingly. If you don't feel like you can be out in public and not be a jerk like that lady was, or if you feel like you're going to be a jerk like she was, then stay home, you know? But I'm telling you one thing, for every parent and every grandparent, aunts and uncles, nieces, whoever you are, is don't act like that around the younger generation. Don't act like that around somebody 5, 6, I don't care, 12, 18, okay? All right, 18 adult. Okay, 17. Don't act like that. Not don't act like what was on that video. Don't act like that woman. Don't act like that. You know? Because young minds are young minds. And we teach young minds by how we behave. So let's try not to behave that way. Hold your tongue. Don't talk ill about, you know, people around younger generations. Don't go pivoting one parent against the other. I don't care if you can't stand each other's guts. You know, go watch a Western man, pretend like, you know, you're acting and just put on a big smile and fake it, you know. Women, you know, don't hold your breath, you know, say it underneath the car, go out to your car, say what you say. Don't do this stuff around, you know, your kids. Don't do that because they remember that stuff because I know I do. I remember the holiday dysfunction and it was sad, you know, because I wanted to see the extended family. I wanted to see my cousins and I didn't even get an hour. I saw them like once a year, you know. Don't do this stuff. It's not about you. Sorry, adults. I don't care what adults. It's not about you. It's about the kids. You had your fun. You had your time when you were younger. And I'm sorry. I say I'm sorry for people who grew up in dysfunction and you didn't have that time. And you didn't have that enjoyment. You know? But that doesn't make it right for you to act like that. Well, I didn't have it, so these kids aren't either. That says it worked that way. Tit for tat don't work in that way. You know? We have to be responsible for our behavior and we have to answer just to one person ourselves and correct ourselves. And nobody's going to change you except for the person in the mirror, which is you. You can go to counseling till the cows come home and they're not even home yet, because if you're not utilizing counseling and practicing what you're hearing and preach it to yourself in the mirror, then you're wasting counseling, you're wasting a counselor, you're wasting time that's open that people really deserve it, that want it, that are going to apply therapy, you know? That's the truth. But don't act like that, what I encountered in public today. Don't act like that. Just stay home or go do something positive for yourself, or just make yourself some brownies or, you know, I don't know, go ice fishing in your backyard. I don't know. But please, for the love of God, I'm going on Sunday tomorrow, is don't behave like that, adults, around younger generation. Because I saw myself in those young girls, and that was not okay how that lady behaved. And instead of the young girls calling my dog a wolf, the one said, looks like the dog on Snow Dogs.